सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् पेज नंबर 34 श्लोक नंबर 20 एंड 21 रिपीट आफ्टर मी नैकात्मतां मे स्पृहयन्ति केचित् मत्पादसेवाभिरता मदीहाः येऽन्योन्यतो भागवताः प्रसज्य सभाजयन्ते मम पौरुषाणि पश्यन्ति ते मे रुचिराण्यं वसन्तः प्रसन्नवक्त्रारुणलोचनानि रूपाणि दिव्यानि वरप्रदानि साकं वाचं स्पृहणीयां वदन्ति भगवान् स्टार्टेड टीचिंग मदर देवहूति कपिल भगवान इज टीचिंग मदर द डिफरेंट एस्पेक्ट्स ऑफ spiritual path, spiritual sadhana, he called it as adhyatmika yoga. And what is adhyatmika yoga? Adhyatmika yoga is where I detach myself from troubling mind. So spiritual wisdom is where I am able to remain detached from my mind which troubles me. So that freedom is what I have. When mind is in good mood, I can enjoy. And when mind is not in good mood, I can detach. And that is the secret of the spiritual wisdom. In other words, I can live in this world but not get affected by this world. This is what it means. Like they give example of a lotus leaf having water on it. So it doesn't get affected even though it lives in the water. And in this portion, Bhagavan is teaching bhakti and jnanam, both different ideas. In these two shlokas, Bhagavan says, some people who do not want oneness with me, total abidance and oneness with me, they take delight in my form, my virtues, and that form which blesses devotees, they enjoy that. So like various spiritual practices, they love. And this is where I had told you that today I will explain you some concept. how to understand God. Because one is I appreciate Bhagwan in a particular form. But another is I appreciate Bhagwan in this universe as creation. So like you see beautiful, just you see beautiful sunrise, you know, in a place where it is too cloudy, too much snow, rain. When you see clear blue sky also, it is a great joy. And if you go somewhere and see sunrise, so this time when I was in Miami, we actually drove and waited there to see the sunrise because it is all the way at the bottom tip. So east, west, you can see everything. So that itself is a joy. That is Bhagwan Swarupa. So now, what is the principle? I start my journey first having acceptance of God, that there is a principle called God. This is step one. Step two is, I accept that God in one particular form, in a form. Whether that form is of Rama or Krishna or Shiva, Devi, or somebody says Jesus, whatever form that you like, you accept that. One form. Third step is you start accommodating other forms also. So let's say if I am Krishna Bhakta. So I start with Krishna as God, but then I have to add Shiva, Rama, Devi, all of them. So I should not restrict myself to only one form. This is next level of spiritual unfoldment. First level is I accept God. Second is one form. Third is many forms. Fourth is all forms. And when we say all forms, means I have come to this understanding that God is not only efficient cause, but also material cause. So that God which is material cause will appear as all effects. What is material cause? I will explain. So wood is the material cause of this desk. Therefore, wood pervades this desk. Therefore, any part of desk is nothing but wood. Like that, God is material cause of this universe. Therefore, God pervades the world. Therefore, any part of the world you can take as God. This is a big leap from the previous state. Once there was, Akbar and Birbal. They were walking together at one place and Birbal was Hindu and Akbar was Muslim. So Birbal would see some temple, namaskar. He would see some tree, like we say peepal tree. Namaskar. He saw cow. Namaskar. So Akbar, he felt little frustrated. He said, what is this? Everything that you see, you go on doing namaskar, namaskar. You say we take everything as God. So, Birbal felt that, you know, Akbar is not understanding our philosophy. So what he did, he came further, and when he saw poison ivy, he did two namaskar, sashtang. So Akbar got very angry. He said, what is this? Everything you are doing, do you think there is God in this also? This is what Birbal wanted. He wanted him to go and touch that. And when he touched, so then suddenly the itching started, and then he started, wherever you go on touching with that hand, everywhere he started feeling it. And by the time they came home, whole body had rashes everywhere. So Akbar asked Birbal, he said, what happened? He said, God is angry with you. So he said, now what to do? He said, now I am going to bring another god, cow, and you have to apply urine of that cow all over your body. Anyway, Akbar got his lesson. But in our tradition, we accept everything as God. Why? Because God is material cause of the universe, and therefore every aspect of universe can be taken as God. That's why we do, if you have seen puja, you know, rituals, so the first puja they will do is Ganesha puja. So Ganesh puja, they don't have to have Ganesha. They will have the turmeric form and they will say, Asmin Haridra Bimbe Sumukham Mahaganapatim Dhyayami Sumukham Mahaganapatim Avahayami. So that is Ganapati. You start puja. And in Kalasha, on coconut, they will do Tilakam. This is Mahavishnu. Start puja. So this is how we can invoke God anywhere, because everything is God for us. So first is to have belief in God. Second is one form. Third is many forms. Four is all forms. Fifth is you come to formless. This is the journey. So now some people, they just have this idea that there is God, no other understanding. You accept them. Some have come to one form of God. Some have come to many forms. Some are ready to accept God in all forms. So it's a spiritual evolution. So here Bhagavan is saying different forms people accept. Okay, now we continue further. Shloka number 22. Nakar hichin matpara shanti rupe. Nankshyanti no me nimisho ledhi hetihi. Yeshamaham priya atma sutascha. Sakha guru suhrudo daiva mishtam. Third quarter, second line you see first, third quarter. Yesham aham, for those people for whom I am. Priya Atma Sutascha. I am their own self, I am their son, I am their Sakha Guruhu Sahrida Daivam Ishtam. So I am their friend, guru, well-wisher, Ishtadevata, all of this. सच पीपल मत पराहा. नाउ यू कम टू द फर्स्ट लाइन. मत पराहा शांत रूपे और शांति रूपे. बोथ द प्रीवियस रीडिंग वॉज शांति रूपे, नाउ इट इज शांत रूपे. सो माई नेचर विच इज शांत रूप मे शांत रूपे मत पराहा. सो दोस हु हैव डिवोटेड डेडिकेटेड देयर लाइफ टू मी हु इज ऑफ दिस नेचर शांत रूप, सच पीपल न कर्चित नंक्ष्यति, दे आर नेवर डिस्ट्रॉयड. मीन्स दे आर नेवर लॉस्ट, दे नेवर फील डिस्ट्रॉयड और विदाउट एनी गोल इन देयर लाइफ. मीन्स दे हैव क्लियर अंडरस्टैंडिंग. एंड अनिमिषः हेतिः मे नह लेढ़ी. लेढ़ी मीन्स लिटरली मीन्स टू लिक. लेढ़ी एंड हेति ही, हेति ही मीन्स टाइम. हेति ही मीन्स किलर एक्चुअली, दैट विच kills everything, because time is the killer. See, in Western world, they say time is the best healer. But healer only of wound. Let's say you have good time, right? You are having good enjoyment and all. Then you don't need healer. But time will be there. But what time does is, it consumes everything. But devotees, they are not affected by time. This is what this shloka means. And a devotee can have any type of relationship with God. They could be putra bhava, sakha bhava, guru bhava, sahrit, any bhava. So this is available when an individual can establish personal relation with God. So such people, they are not killed by time. So kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Time is consumer of everyone. Kalo jagat bhakshakaha. In Upanishad, in Kathopanishad, it is said that the population, human population, is the main dish for consumption. And kalaha is a side dish for food. So like if somebody is eating food, you have main dish and you have side dish. Let's say you have rice as the main dish. But to eat rice, you need something which will make the rice soft, moist. Then only you can eat. So like if you have roti as main dish, then you need some sabji, something which has gravy. Then it will be consumed. Time is the gravy which makes everything easy for consumption. So over a period of time, angam galitam, or everything becomes soft. Like those who are standing straight and uptight and all, slowly, time. Big structure, big empires, over a period of time, everything comes down. So this is how time consumes all, but devotees don't get affected by time. Means they don't worry what will happen to me. Now, in next two shlokas, Bhagavan is saying that those people who have given up all their possessions, etc., offered themselves to me, then I take them across the death. Imam lokam tathaivamum. Atmanam ubhayainam. Atmanam anuyecheha. Ye rayah pashavogrihaha. Visrujya sarvananyanscha. Mamevam vishvato mukham. Bhajantyananyaya bhaktya tan mrutyorati paraye. Ye, those people, imam lokam tatha eva amum. Those people who, this world, imam lokam and amum, the world hereafter. So this understanding always will be there, that there is life before this body, there will be life after death also. This world and other world, atmanam ubhayainam. So in this world I have this gross body, then in another world I will have another body. So ubhayainam means that which is in this body, next body. So that is subtle body. Because subtle body is same in both. This and subtle body, you know. Subtle body means the soul. I am in this, soul is in this body, this physical body in this world. Then another world, soul will continue, but it will have different gross body. So that's why in the second line, Atmanam Anu means, in that world, another body he will have, another gross body, or another life you take. Another life, another gross body, and Rayaha, Pashavaha, Grihaha. Rayaha means prosperity. All the property, prosperity, pashavaha, animals, grihaha, houses. So all the animals, cattle, wealth, property, house, all of these things, visrujya, sarvananyanscha visrujya, and also giving up all the other things and possessions. Mam evam vishvato mukham ananyaya bhaktya bhajanti. Evam, in this way, mam vishvato mukham. You see here, vishvato mukham means universal God. Earlier was God in one form, where there is personal form, blessings, rupa, etc., guna, and having personal relation as friend, son, father, etc. Here, Vishvato Mukham, God in universal form. Means that God which is creator, sustainer, dissolver. Ananya Bhaktya Bhajanti, means they love me only. Tan mrutyoho atiparaye, then I take them across death. Means I make sure they don't come back to this transmigration. So this is what Bhagavan does, and now with the last shloka of this chapter, he concludes. Etavaneva lokesmin pumsam nishreyasodayah tivrena bhakti yogena manomayarpitam sthiram. Asmin loke, in this world, for people, human beings, pumsam, nishreyasa udayaha. Nishreyasa udaya means for the rise of absolute good, moksha. Nishreyasa means moksha. Unconditional good. Nishreyasa udayaha. Etavaneva, this much alone. In other words, this is all that you need to know. You need to know that there is God, accept Him in one form, many forms, all forms, formless. Over. Etavan eva nishreyasa udayah tivrena bhakti yogena mano mayar pitam sthiram. With intense devotion, if I go on thinking of God, then whatever that I think, that is what I become. So, manaha, mai arpitam, sthiram, tivrena bhakti yogena, with intense devotion, when mind is applied in this way, then one will attain God. With this, first chapter is complete. So, what we have seen so far in this, Devahuti ji asking the question, approaching Kapil Bhagavan, and then teaching of this. Bhagavan began the teaching by saying that mind alone is responsible for bondage and mind alone is responsible for liberation. So you start with mind. And that mind which is purified and offered to God, then that mind will take me to freedom. Manomayarpitam sthiram. Now, second chapter is going to be Prakriti Purusha Viveka. I had told you in the beginning on first day, Prakriti Purusha topic, which otherwise in Gita 13th chapter is called Kshetra Kshetrajna. Or Prakriti Purusha also, these words come. So let us begin, then I will tell you some interesting ideas here. Okay. Shloka number 1, page number 45. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Athate Sampravakshyami Tattvanam Lakshanam Prathak Yadviditva Vimuchyeta Purushah Prakritair Gunaihi. So, Bhagavan is now continuing the teaching. He says, Atha, now, Te Sampravakshyami, to you I shall teach this. What I shall teach? Tattvanam Prathak Lakshanam Pravakshyami. The distinct nature of Tattvas. Tattvanam Lakshanam Prathak. And there are two tattvas. Yad vititva, having known which, purushaha prakritaihi gunaihi vimuchyeta. Purusha will become free from the gunas of prakriti. In other words, Purusha means consciousness. Prakriti means matter. Consciousness will become free from the clutches of matter. So right now, as we see ourselves, we are bound in this matter. So when this body starts giving pain, then the sentient entity, consciousness, will start feeling pain here. So I should understand that even in this, I am free. How I can separate myself, free myself from the clutches of Prakrita Guna. That I shall tell you, Bhagavan says. And that is Jnanam. Now let us first focus on these two words, Purusha and Prakriti. The word Purusha is that consciousness which is residing in the body is called Purushaha. Puri Shayanat or Puri Shete iti Purushaha. Shete means to stay, to dwell. That which stays, which resides in a body. Body is called Puri. Puri because it is like a city. Puram, Puramiva Puram. This body is called Puram. Like a city. And this city has 11 gates. So two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, mouth. Then navel, anus, genital organ, and 11th gate is here, the hidden murdhni here. So this way 11 gates are there in this body. And in this, the king as though is this consciousness. This is Puri. So, Puri Shayanat Purushaha or Purnatvat Purushaha, the one which is infinite otherwise, is called Purushaha. And Prakriti, this word represents that which has ability to express in many ways, is called Prakriti. Prakarshena kriti yogyatvat prakritihi. So that which can appear as many. Like gold has the nature of appearing as many ornaments. Wood has the nature of appearing as various furniture pieces. So this is the prakriti. So Prakriti can appear as so many things. It can appear as door, wall, ceiling, floor, red color, blue color, green. So many colors are there. This is all Prakriti. And it is fascinating. Prakriti has variety. Purusha is one. So these distinctions we should know. Prakriti has variety. Purusha is one. Prakriti is changing. Purusha is changeless. Therefore, Prakriti is good for entertainment. Purusha is good for security. Because that which is changeless is what you want for security. But that which is changeless cannot give you entertainment. Correct? Because that which is same all the time is boring to people. And that which is changing, it cannot give you security because it is unreliable. Reliability will come only from that which is changeless. So Purusha is changeless but most secure. And Prakriti is changing but entertaining. Like when you want to wear clothes, what do you want? Do you want to wear same clothes every day or you want variety? Today, this way, next day. People want to change their hairstyle also every day. You know, that straight hair, curly hair, this hair, that. And colors also change. Because that variety is entertaining, pleasing. Now, you look at our mind. What is it that we are interested in? We are interested in security. But we also want that which entertains us in life. You take example. Let's say on screen, we are projecting a movie. I like this example a lot. On screen, when we project movie, you pay money for screen or for movie? For movie. Because when you go in the theater and when the screen is blank, you say nothing is coming. Let's go get some popcorn, this, that, everything. As soon as movie starts, we are glued to it. We have paid money for that which is changing. And as soon as we realize that now changeless is going to come, means the cast, you know, they start from the bottom, the names start coming, people get up. Nobody is interested in screen, changeless. So we pay money for that which is constantly undergoing transmigration, undergoing transformation. But we also know that this cannot give me security. I cannot hold on to it because its nature is to change. So I live in Prakriti and derive joy, entertainment, but I have to hold on to Purusha. This I should know. That's why in the life of a sadhaka, they say you live where, as far as you are concerned, make everything same. So you wear same clothes every day. Try to eat. If whatever is in your hand, you keep same. Whatever is not in your hand, anyway, you have no choice. Mind, you keep samatva. Don't demand different things every day. Whatever is there, just take it. Sameness. So this is Prakriti Purusha. This we should know clearly. Okay, now let us see one or two shloka. Then again, I have to give some more. Because this is now jnana portion. So all different siddhantas we have to study. Okay, shloka number 2. ज्ञानम निःश्रेयसार्थाय पुरुषस्यात्मदर्शनम् यदाहुर्वर्णये तत्ते हृदयग्रन्थिभेदनम् यत् ज्ञानम् दैट विच इज दि नॉलेज तत्ते विच इज आहुहु आहु मीन्स दे स्पीक ऑफ दे मीन्स द ग्रेट वाइज पीपल ग्रेट ऋषिस सेजेस दे स्पीक ऑफ दिस तत्ते वर्णये आई शैल टीच यू आई शैल स्पीक टू यू ऑफ दैट एंड दैट ज्ञानम इज निःश्रेयसार्थाय दैट विच विल ब्रिंग एब्सोल्यूट गुड टू यू पुरुषस्य आत्मदर्शनम फॉर ए पुरुष इट विल गिव आत्मदर्शनम आत्मदर्शनम मीन्स दैट ज्ञानम विल टेल मी हू एम आई आत्मदर्शनम हियर द वर्ड पुरुष इज नॉट प्रकृति पुरुष हियर पुरुष वर्ड इज पुरुष स्त्री सो मैन वुमन एनी साधक हियर पुरुष मीन्स दैट दिस वी शुड नो राइट पुरुष वर्ड इन द फर्स्ट श्लोक देयर पुरुष मीन्स पुरुष दि चैतन्य हियर पुरुष मीन्स पर्सन आत्मदर्शनम सो वन विल नो वन ओन ट्रू नेचर हाउ हृदय ग्रंथि भेदनम नाउ व्हाट इज हृदय ग्रंथि हृदय ग्रंथि इज द नॉट ऑफ द हार्ट सी इफ यू क्लियरली अंडरस्टैंड थिंग्स विल बिकम ईजी व्हाट इज द नॉट ऑफ द हार्ट Knot of the heart is, when a knot is tied, it is between two pieces, two things, then only a knot is possible. So one thing is here, another thing is here, and they are tied. Or you take one thing and in that itself you make a knot. Here the knot is between Atma and Anatma or Purusha and Prakriti. Consciousness and matter, they have come together and they are inseparable. As though. So then between them there is a knot. Now this is the principle. Now you apply it to yourself. Where is the knot? The knot is in the form of I am doer of karma. I am experiencer of karma. This is the knot. अहम सुखी अहम दुखी अहम कर्ता दिस इज द नॉट सो दिस हैज टू बी स्नैप्ड सो आई कैन नॉट से आई एम डूइंग स्पिरिचुअल साधना एंड आई नो आई एम कॉन्शियसनेस But I have karma and I am karta and bhokta. If I am consciousness, there is no karma. So everything has to be detached properly. So this I should know. Hridaya granthi bhedanam. Or, if I take my example, I, the consciousness, Brahman, and Swami Bodhatmananda, together they make this equipment function. I, the consciousness, and this matter, Swami, Bodhatmananda, together is able to change, move hands, talk, see everything. Separating the matter aspect from I, Brahman, is called Granthi Bhedanam. This I have to dwell on. Bhagavan says, that I shall tell you now. So now, Bhagavan begins. Shloka number 3. Anadiratma purushah nirguna prakrite parah pratyagdhama swayam jyotihi vishvam yena samanvitam. So shloka number 3 now describes what is purusha. 4 will describe prakriti, then elaboration will come. So purushaha, what is the nature of purusha? Purushaha anadihi. Anadihi means beginningless. Anadi also means causeless, because that which is an effect will always have an adi. Adi means beginning. Effect will have a beginning. That which is cause will never have a beginning. So anadihi, atma, atma shabda etymology is given in the footnote on page 49. Yachapnoti yadadatte. Yachati vishayaniha, yachasya santato bhavaha, tasmad atmeti giyate. So apnoti means vyapnoti, that which pervades all. Adatte, adatte means that which devours, that which consumes all. And atti means that which knows all, or that which reaches all, knows all. So imagine now, in deep sleep it pervades all. Atma becomes one with all in deep sleep. In waking, adatte, it experiences all objects, and atti vishayaniha, in dream, it alone becomes all and illumines all. And that which is present in all three, yachasya santato bhavah. So that which is in waking, dream and deep sleep, in waking it experiences all objects. In dream it projects all objects and illumines them. In deep sleep it becomes one with all. That Atma, that is called Atma. Tasmad Atma iti. So that is Atma. Iti giyate. So anadihi Atma purushaha nirgunaha. Nirgunaha, without any guna, without any qualities, attributes, prakritehe paraha, and that which is beyond all prakriti, pratyagdhama, Pratyak Dhamma means that which is having inner abode, the innermost self, Pratyak Dhamma. Swayam Jyotihi, this morning those who came for Vivek Chudamani, this Jyoti Shabda, I explained, it is not light. Swayam Jyoti means knowledge. Self-shining, self-illumining means knowledge. Swayam Jyotihi. Yena Vishwam Samanvitam, by which the whole world is pervaded. So, that which is all-pervading, beyond Prakriti, beyond matter, attributeless, inner self, Swayam Jyotihi, that Atma is Purushah. Now the next shloka, we'll see next shloka and then I will analyze this Prakriti Purusha part. Okay. So some portion we have analyzed, some more we will do. Let's read fourth shloka now. Sa esha prakritim sukshmam daivim gunamayim vibhu yadrachayaivo pagatam Abhyapadyata Leelaya Saha Eshaha Prakritim Sukshmam Daivim Gunamayim Vibhuhu Yadrachaya Eva Upagatam Abhyapadyata Leelaya. So you have to read it this way. Saha Eshaha Vibhuhu. Vibhu is the last word. That Vibhuhu, the all-pervading God, Saha Eshaha Yadrachaya eva. Yadrachaya means by its own desire. Leelaya. Leelaya means in a play. Daivim sukshmam gunamayim prakritim abhyapadyata. Abhyapadyata upagatam or upagatam daivim gunamayim sukshmam prakritim abhyapadyata. So this is a very important point. You must have heard of this prakriti and purusha discussion. If you see actually in this book also in the beginning they have given on page 43, point number 3. Page 43, point number 3 in the below, Sankhya given by Kapil Muni. And then on page 44, second paragraph you see. Sankhya Darshana talks of two entities, Prakriti and Purusha. You found where it is, right? You read later, now you understand. What I wanted to bring to your notice is this. Somebody says, Sankhya, which is taught by Kapila, Kapila Muni, also has Prakriti and Purusha. And in this Kapil Gita, also there is discussion of Prakriti and Purusha. And it coincidentally, the name of the teacher is also Kapila here. But the Sankhya Darshana is different from Vedanta Darshana, which is given here. Now somebody may say, if they also speak of Prakriti and Purusha, you also speak of Prakriti and Purusha, then how are they different and you are different? So these things, common sadhaka, he doesn't have to worry about this. Because common man, his problem is whether tomorrow my boss will be happy with me or not. He doesn't have to worry about what is Sankhya and what is Prakriti and what is Purusha and this and that. Or when I drive on the road, will I hit traffic or I will get smooth ride? That's all that common man wants to know. And even when they generally attend spiritual talks, so they say, Swamiji, we don't come here to think. We just come here to relax. You go on talking. You have 1.5 hours. After that, even if you talk, it'll go away. We know all these things. Everybody is not into this thinking and all, you know. Because people are so busy with their working life, this, that. But they also know that spirituality is the only important thing. So they come. In the beginning, that is how it is. So now, for them it doesn't matter. But for you it matters, because you all are advanced students. You all are sincere here. You are coming here because you are interested in moksha. Okay? So now let me tell you, what is this Prakriti and Purusha in Sankhya Darshan and Prakriti and Purusha in Vedanta Darshan? Because in Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter also, Bhagavan talks about Prakriti and Purusha. So what is the difference there and here? First is, Sankhya Darshan does not accept Ishvara. There is no God in Sankhya Darshan. Therefore, this is definitely different, because here there is mention of God, Ishvara, and there is also mention of devotion to God, bhakti. So that darshan is definitely not this. This is one straightforward answer. Clear? Number one. Number two, in Sankhya Darshan, Prakriti and Purusha are both independent of each other. Whereas, in this teaching, in this shloka, you see now what is said in fourth shloka. Saha eshaha. Saha here means what? Saha is a pronoun. Okay, little bit of Sanskrit also you can see now. Saha is a pronoun. If a stanza begins with pronoun, you will have to look for noun somewhere. And you will have to look for noun in the previous shloka. This is the rule. So the immediate preceding noun is referred here in this shloka as pronoun. So here the pronoun is saha eshaha. The pronoun is referring to previous noun, and the previous noun is purushaha. So that purusha, which we spoke in the third shloka, is now given here. That purusha alone became prakriti. Purusha alone appears as prakriti. Yadrachaya lilaya daivim sukshmam gunamayim prakritim abhyapadyat. That purusha alone became prakriti also. This is the difference between Sankhya Darshan and Vedanta Darshan. See, these things, when we understand properly, our idea of moksha will change. If you are inspired by some such thing, then I will talk. If you are not inspired and interested, then I also don't feel like going further into these things. Many times people wonder, you know, what do they do in these 2 years in the ashram? Because for us, 5 days, if we have to listen to this pravachan, we think, Swamiji, enough now. Do you feel that I should tell you more about this? This side is saying yes, but this side is not saying. Okay, I will tell this side. If I take Purusha and Prakriti both as independent, then what will be my sadhana? And if I take Prakriti as dependent on Purusha, then what will be my sadhana? This sadhana will change. This is why all this elaboration is. Where I should put forth effort, where I should focus, will depend upon how I think of Chaitanya, consciousness and world. So if my understanding is that Chaitanya is different, world is different, both are independent and both are beginningless, then my sadhana is to do viveka between the two. Understand their nature and separate them. This is my sadhana. If I understand that Purusha alone is appearing as Prakriti, then my sadhana is not to separate the two. My sadhana is, having understood their difference, dissolve the Prakriti in Purusha. What do you mean dissolve the Prakriti? This is another thing we should be very careful as a serious sadhaka. Every word that you utter, you should know what you mean. Don't utter words without having any idea of what you mean by that. So in particular the acharyas, when they speak, you should be very clear, you should know what you are talking. So when I say, dissolve Prakriti in Purusha, so now how am I going to take this all and dissolve in somewhere? There is no such thing. Dissolving means, understand that Prakriti has no reality. That is called mithya. So in Sankhya Darshan, Brahma, there is no Brahma word, they say Purusha Satya, Prakriti Satya. And therefore Jagat Satyam. This is their darshan. We say Brahma Satyam, Jagat Mithya. This is the difference. If both are Satyam, your sadhana will be, you have to run away from the world. So snake is real for them. Therefore, efforts will be all real. You will have to take the stick and then go on beating and then run away from that snake. In Vedanta Darshan, snake is mithya. Therefore, you don't have to go anywhere. Just know that it is mithya. So whole sadhana will change. This is why there are different darshanas and different idea of moksha in each darshana. I hope you enjoyed this. Those who enjoyed, they enjoyed. What can I do? Now, more about this Prakriti. Which Prakriti? That which is projection of Purusha. Purusha alone is appearing as Prakriti. That Prakriti, Gunair Vichitra Srijatim, Sarupa Prakritim Prajaha, Vilokya Mumuhe Sadyaha, Sa iha jnana guhaya. This Prakriti, what does it do? ప్రకృతిం గుణై సో సహ ది సబ్జెక్ట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ లైన్ సహ సహ పురుష దాట్ పురుష ప్రకృతిం విలోక్య ముముహే ఇస్ ది మెయిన్ సెంటెన్స్ దిస్ పురుష ప్రకృతిం విలోక్య హేవింగ్ లుక్డ్ అట్ ది మ్యాటర్ గెట్స్ డెల్యూడెడ్ లైక్ ఇఫ్ ఐ స్టాండ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ మిర్రర్ అండ్ లెట్స్ సే దేర్ ఆర్ మెనీ మిర్రర్స్ అండ్ ఐ లుక్ ఎట్ మై రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఇన్ ద మిర్రర్ అండ్ ఐ గెట్ డెల్యూడెడ్ బై దట్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్ ఆర్ రిఫ్లెక్షన్స్ ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే ఆత్మా సీజ్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఎస్ మెనీ అండ్ గెట్స్ డెల్యూడెడ్ సహ ప్రకృతిం విలోక్య ముముహే విచ్ ప్రకృతిం ప్రకృతిం గుణైహి విచిత్రాః సృజతిం స్వరూపాః ప్రజాః సృజతిం విచిత్ర వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ గుణ అండ్ మెనీ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ ప్రొజెక్టెడ్ బై దిస్ ప్రకృతి సీయింగ్ దాట్ సో లైక్ యూ గో ఎనీవేర్ యూ సీ ఇన్ ద మాల్ సో మెనీ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ క్లోత్స్ షూస్ వాచెస్ దీస్ దాట్ ముముహే యూ గెట్ డెల్యూడెడ్ ఆర్ మూవీ సో మెనీ థింగ్ డెల్యూడెడ్ లైక్ దట్ దిస్ ఆత్మా ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ హెస్ ప్రొజెక్టెడ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బట్ హెస్ ఫర్గాటన్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ది వన్ బిహైండ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇహ జ్ఞానగూహయా జ్ఞానగూహయా మీన్స్ హిస్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ హిడెన్ కవర్డ్ అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దాట్ సద్య ముముహే ఇన్స్టంట్లీ హీ గెట్స్ డెల్యూడెడ్ వి లుక్ ఎట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అండ్ వీ గెట్ డెల్యూడెడ్ బై ఎవ్రీథింగ్ సో నౌ డెల్యూషన్ అబౌట్ డెల్యూషన్ దేర్ వాజ్ వన్ లేడీ దిస్ లేడీ షీ వాజ్ నాట్ వెరీ ఓల్డ్ షీ వాజ్ స్టిల్ యంగ్ అండ్ సడన్లీ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్ షీ డైస్ అండ్ షీ ఈజ్ టేకన్ అప్ ఇన్ ది హెవెన్ అండ్ దెన్ దే ఫైండ్ రికార్డ్స్ అండ్ దే సే షీ వాజ్ నాట్ సపోజ్ టు డై షీ ఈజ్ కమ్ టూ ఎర్లీ షీ హ్యాస్ 30 మోర్ ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ టు ది అటెండెంట్స్ యునో భగవాన్స్ అటెండెంట్స్ Yamaraja, they said she has 30 more years of life, so send her back. So she comes down. So now she knows she is definitely not going back up for 30 years. So she does all the, she goes for plastic surgery, she goes for removing some fat, liposuction and this and that and whatnot they do, and then coloring the hair. కాయాకల్ప ఇన్ ఓల్డ్ డేస్ దే యూస్ టు కాల్ ఇట్ యాజ్ కాయాకల్ప చేంజింగ్ ది హోల్ బాడీ అండ్ దెన్ షీ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ హాస్పిటల్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ షీ కమ్స్ అవుట్ షీ ఈజ్ హిట్ బై అ కార్ అండ్ షీ డైస్ అండ్ షీ గోస్ అప్ అగైన్ అండ్ షీ సేస్ వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ యూ టోల్డ్ మీ ఫర్ 30 ఇయర్స్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ కమింగ్ బ్యాక్ హియర్ సడన్లీ అగైన్ ఐఎమ్ బ్యాక్ హియర్ దే సెడ్ వాట్ టు డూ వీ గాట్ డెల్యూడెడ్ We couldn't recognize you in this new form. Even the attendants of Yama can get deluded. What to talk of anybody? So, gunaihi vichitra srijatim sarupaha. In this way, in the next shloka now it is said, evam parabhidhyanena kartratvam prakrutev puman కర్మసు క్రియమాణేషు గుణైరాత్మని మన్యతే एवं इन दिस वे पुमान पुरुष प्रकृते हे कर्तृत्वं पराभिध्यानेन पुरुष ही मेडिटेट्स ऑन द डूअरशिप ऑफ प्रकृति ऑल द एक्टिविटीज आर इन प्रकृति डूअरशिप इज इन प्रकृति बट पुरुष मेडिटेट्स ऑन दैट एंड ही स्टार्ट थिंकिंग आई एम द डूअर प्रकृते क्रियमाणानि गुणैकर्माणि सर्वशः अहंकार विमूढात्मा कर्ता अहम इति मन्यते सो कर्तृत्व इज इन प्रकृति बट दिस फेलो थिंग्स आई एम डूइंग एवरीथिंग कर्तृत्व इज इन प्रकृति मीन्स हु इज टॉकिंग राइट नाउ सो यू से टंग इज टॉकिंग राइट बट आई से आई एम टॉकिंग Who is sitting? Body is sitting. But I say, I am sitting. Who is watching? Eyes are watching. But I say, I am watching. So that I comes where actually only matter is functioning. I own up the attributes of matter on my own. On myself. So I feel I am doing it. I am doing this. So this is the para abhidhyana, thinking of other and taking them on one's own self. Evam para abhidhyanena prakritehe kartrutvam karmasu kriyamanesu and also in all the karmas, आत्मनि गुणै ही आत्मनि मन्यते गुणै ही बाय द गुण है सो आइदर सत्वगुण है रजोगुण और तमोगुण है विच मीन्स ऑल दीज इक्विपमेंट्स ग्रॉस बॉडी सटल बॉडी द प्राण द अंतकरण कर्मेंद्रिय ज्ञानेंद्रिय दे ओनली डू एवरीथिंग बट आई फील आई एम डूइंग एवरीथिंग So we have to sit and think on this. Gunaihi atmani manyate. Gunaihi kriyamaneshu karmasu atmani manyate. So whatever is done by the guna in prakriti, he thinks, I am the doer. Tadasya samsritir bandha. Paratantriyam chatatkritam. भवत्यकर्तृरीशस्य साक्षिणो निर्वृतात्मनः दिस इज कॉल्ड बॉन्डेज सो नाउ बॉन्डेज इज डिस्क्राइब्ड व्हाट इज द बॉन्डेज तद अस्य तद कर्तृत्वम तद मीन्स कर्तृत्वम अस्य सो दैट डूअरशिप विच इज एक्चुअली बिलोंगिंग टू मैटर He takes that on himself. And tatkritam cha paratantriyam. And paratantriyam means the dependence. I start depending upon it. I feel helpless. This is bondage. Bondage is Not that things are there. Bondage is, I feel dependent upon them. This is bondage. Paratantriyam cha. Akartuhu ishasya sakshinaha. The one who is actually akarta, akartuhu. Ishasya, the one who is Lord, Sakshinaha, one who is Sakshi, Nirvrita Atmanaha, the one which is peaceful self, that gets bound by this. This is where they give the example. You must have heard this famous example that a dog, when he goes to a mirror house along with the master, master looks at his own glory in all the mirrors and he feels great about himself. And dog sees himself in all mirrors, but not knowing, goes on barking and rushes towards each mirror, hits himself, thinking that there is otherness, and injures himself. So when I understand I am in all, then there is no bondage. I am Ishah. I am Nirvritatma. I am Sakshi. But when I understand all this is different, then I have sorrow, suffering. So this is bondage. Tad asya samsritihi bandha paratantriyam cha tatkritam. Now, some similar shlokas are there in Gita also that you will see now. From next one. Karyakaranakartratve Karanam Prakritim Viduhu Bhoktratve Sukhadukhanam Purusham Prakritev Param. In Bhagavad Gita, the shloka is Karya Karana Kartritve Hetu Prakriti Ruchyate. I am chanting that in different tunes so that you don't get mixed up between these shlokas and those shlokas. Huh? There it said Karya Karana Kartritve Hetu Prakriti Ruchyate Purusha Sukha Dukkhanam Bhoktritve Hetu Ruchyate. And this is in 13th chapter, and in Alpharetta I am going to do 14th chapter. Next. Anyway, 13th chapter is too big to complete in 5 days. You need a lot more time. So, karya, karana, karya means body. Karya means body. Karya means effect. Effect means this is the final effect. This nice body, that is called karyam. And karanam means subtle body, which is the cause of this body. Karya karana kartritve karanam prakritim viduhu. The cause of gross body and subtle body is prakriti. Viduhu, the wise people, they know this. So, prakriti is the cause of all gross bodies and all subtle bodies. Clear? This tattvabodhi, those who have studied tattvabodhi, they know all this. Five elements, sattvic aspect, rajasic aspect, tamasic aspect. Second line, purusham Bhoktritve Sukhadukhanam. Sukhadukhanam Bhoktritve Prakritehe Param Viduhu. And Purusha is the experiencer of Sukha and Dukha. Another point you have to make note. So let us say this hall. First take example. In this hall, who is going to enjoy this hall? Who is going to occupy this hall? So we say chairs are occupying, TVs are there, windows are there. Will chairs know how to enjoy this hall? Will TV know how to enjoy this hall? all the furniture, structure that is there, can they experience this matter? No. To experience Prakriti, you need Purusha. Prakriti by itself has no prayojanam, purpose. You have car. Can car be experienced by any parts of the car? No. To experience car, you need somebody other than that car, and that being has to be sentient being, sentient entity. Insentient entity cannot be experiencer. So this matter or the world, entire universe, by itself has no prayojanam. Purushasya bhogaya apavargaya prakritihi pravartate. Prakriti's purpose is to give Purusha, this Chaitanya, either bondage, bhogam is bondage, or liberation. Liberation means that Prakriti alone will give, let's say Guru is there. What is Guru? Guru is also part of Prakriti. Guru means the body. Shastra is part of Prakriti. But for Chaitanya, that Prakriti is available for moksha. So either Purusha can use Prakriti for bondage, or Purusha can use Prakriti for liberation. Prakriti by itself doesn't do anything. Purusha can use it for either purpose. Purusha means Chaitanya. So now this shloka should be clear. Karya karana kartritve karanam prakritim viduhu. Purusham sukha dukkhanam bhoktritve prakrite he param viduhu. And Purusha is for sukha dukkha and above prakriti. Now in the next shloka it is said, really speaking, Purusha does not get affected by Prakriti. But he thinks he gets affected. That is given in the next shloka. Prakritisthopi Purushah Najyate Prakritair Gunaihi Avikarad Akartrutvat Nirgunatvat Jalarkavat Purushaha Prakritisthopi. In Gita it is said, Purusha Prakritisthopi Bhungte Prakritijan Gunan Karanam Gunasangosya Sadasad Yoni Janmasu O Sadasad Janma Yonisu. So here it is given, Prakritisthopi Purushaha. Purusha, even though he is in Prakriti, Prakritaihi Gunaihi Na Ajyate. He does not get affected by Gunas of Prakriti. Why? Avikarat, because it is not subject to modification. Akartratvat, because it is never a doer. He thinks he is a doer, but he is a non-doer. Nirgunatvat, being attributeless. So, avikarat, akartratvat, this you can meditate, these are for meditation. How should I meditate? That I, the Chaitanya, even though I am in Prakriti, I am avikari, akarta, Nirguna. This is for meditation. How Jalarkavat, like the bimba of sun in reflection of sun in water. Jalarkavat. So that reflection doesn't get affected by water. It seems that it is getting affected. Like that consciousness seemingly is affected by matter, but really it is not. And that other also, we'll see a couple of more shlokas today, because we have only 2 days after this, right? Sa eshayar hi prakritehe guneshvabhivishajyate ahankriya vimudhatma kartasmityabhimanyate. This purusha prakritehe guneshu abhivishajyate, he gets attached to the gunas of prakriti, even though he is free from prakriti. Even though he is free from the gunas, he thinks he is affected by gunas. And vimudhatma, ahankriya vimudhatma, always because of ahankar. Oh, I have done so many things. This is ahankar. Karta asmi iti abhimanyate. Considers himself as karta, the doer. So in this, in the beginning, Bhagavan said, I will tell you jnanam, to separate prakriti and purusha. And now, clear knowledge of the nature of purusha, nature of prakriti. Like two different departments, you know. Department of prakriti is where all problems are. Department of purusha is where there are no problems. Department of kshetra, problems. Kshetrajnya, no problems. When I get confused, then there is bandhana, bondage. So I am complete by myself. I don't need anything. Because of this, what happens? One more shloka we will see. Tena samsara padavim avashobhyetya nirvrutaha prasangikai karma doshaihi sadasad mishrayonishu. Because of this wrong notion of identifying with doership, tena samsara padvim avasho abhyeti anirvrutaha. Now he is sad, he is unhappy, anirvrutaha. Samsara padvim avashaha, helplessly he is abhyeti, he attains bondage. Samsari bhava, because of extreme attachment to karma dosha. Prasangikaihi karma doshaihi, he takes birth in sadyoni, asadyoni and mishrayoni, higher, mediocre and lower worlds. Here we will stop. So here there is lot of analysis of knowledge, prakriti purusha. First chapter was all devotion, Bhagavan's form, Bhagavan's beauty, the world, etc. Now, purusha prakriti viveka. You can see how the teaching is, you know, Bhagavan also prepares the sadhaka. Those who want to study Bhagavatam more in detail, our Pooja Guruji has just released this book. This is Guruji's talks covered here in this book. And in this, what is done is all the extra things are taken out and only essential teaching and stories are retained. So very beautiful book. Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, Guruji's discourses are there. So it's not just translation. Guruji's discourses are transcribed here in book form. So they are available. If you like discourses in video form, then they are also available. Essence of Bhagavatam. This is Guruji's Pravachans in video form, DVDs. And then audio CDs. These are audio CDs. And this is book. So whichever one you like, you can take. Okay. And if you like some bhajans also, they are also available. Different bhajans on Bhagavatam. So here, please stop by at our bookstore. If you like to present it to someone also, you can have them. Okay. Hari Om. Do Arati. Om.